keep things moving right along as our next coach is ready to go. Headset is on in the nice, what is that, the Clearview Clipper Nike branded. Look at it. It's fresh. It's happening. And that's Clearview Clipper head coach Jason Stedman over here at the table. Now, Coach, thank you for joining us this evening. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's awesome.
Yeah, Coach, we've been talking, obviously the theme of the season is this, you know, crazy pandemic that's been going on, and Lorain County League, just like most of the leagues around this area, have kind of postponed the season. I don't know if that's a help or if that's a hindrance, but what is it kind of on Clearview's level been like to deal with the potential mandates and trying to keep these guys, you know, safe out on the mats?
Well, the guys are ready to go. They're ready to go. They're beating down the door at all costs. Because our league shut down, our school district didn't allow us to practice. So we're still not allowed to practice since last Monday. We're hoping to kind of get that remedied by the end of this week so we can kind of get back in the room. We've been going pretty good since the get-go. We've got a group of seniors that are just – They're ready to prove something here, and I think they've got the ability to prove it. They just need the mat space and the mat time to do it.
Well, obviously, one of those is David Fitzpatrick. He was a district qualifier last year. You know, he's obviously probably a leader on the mat and probably a leader in the room.
Yeah, most definitely. David, I remember when David was a pudgy little third grader, you know, and I watched this kid out on the mat, and you'd see it'd be David versus Goliath, and there'd be like, no way he's going to pull this off, and he'd pull it off, and there's something about that kid, and you know, I went away for a while from the program, and I come back, and here he is, you know, in high school, along with a handful of other kids that, you know, were in the Biddy program when I was there the first time, and he's grown up. And he's finally, you know, and even last year, you know, there was a little bit of immaturity, but this year it's a totally different kid, and the focus is huge, and he's got the ability. I just like to see him have the chance.
How rewarding is that, seeing a kid, you know, go through that program over there at Clearview, like you said, find that maturity, really turn himself, you know, into a stud athlete. Again, how rewarding is that to see that development?
Oh, it's amazing. It's definitely amazing. And, you know, to see when they bring a group with them as well. So it's kind of – and the funny thing about this year is there's – I've got probably seven seniors out. I've got about 17 total kids. And out of those seven seniors, I think maybe only four of them wrestled last year.
Wow.
So three of them are kind of like lacing them back up from the Biddy days. Like, I think two of them didn't even wrestle in middle school. They were straight, you know, fifth grade, and that's their cutoff. But I've had that in a couple of years, you know, in the past, and it usually pans out pretty well because wrestling is a little bit like riding a bike as long as, you know, you get to ride it over and over. So I think, you know, plus they're athletes. So I'm excited about that.
You know, this deal with the coronavirus, no practice, things like that, it so adds another wrench into what's already a difficult job. Wrestling coach, I don't envy. I mean, there's so much you have to deal with. But, I mean, just the fact that you potentially have to worry about a positive test, trait. I mean, not even a kid doesn't even have to test positive. He just has to maybe been near somebody that tests positive. I mean, with things like weight cutting and injuries and all the other things, it just doesn't seem fair that they throw another thing on your plate like this.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, wrestling, somebody said it well. I think Eric Burnett said it, or maybe Todd Haverdell. Wrestlers are used to facing adversity, and it's just another hurdle. And, you know, wrestlers find a way to be able to compete. And I'm confident that we'll have I'm hopeful that we'll have a state tournament this year. But, you know, it's a matter of timing. When does your team get infected? You know, because we can do all the things, all the right things, but that kid can walk into a convenience store afterwards to get a Gatorade and boom, you know, he becomes infected by, like making one wrong move. And it's not fair because then they don't know and it comes and wipes out the whole team. But one of the bonuses is last year towards, you know, Sherrod Bullard, I had he's a 126 pounder. He's a stud, and he never got to finish last year. Here's a kid that come conference time, like it's conference morning. He doesn't show up for the bus. I'm like, what gives? You know, this is a kid that I saw last night. You know, he's cutting a little bit of weight, but he was fine. Well, I don't talk to him. No, doesn't answer. A week later, coach, you know, I'm like, what is wrong with it? So he misses sectionals. We had actually, I think there was a week off in between conference and sectionals. He was out that week, out sectional week. There was no way. He came back the week of, the middle week of districts and, you know, just was looked like walking death. And I'm like, wow. So, I mean, I can assume that he probably had the first go around of COVID. Yeah. Along with maybe a couple of the other kids that caught it from him. So it makes you wonder, you know. It doesn't make him invincible, but I'll tell you what, that's another kid that provided, you know, he had a chance last year. I'm sure he would have made some extra, you know, postseason noise, I think. He's definitely a stud, like a tough kid and hard-nosed kid and another kid that matured a lot over the summer.
Well, Coach, we've talked about, you know, maybe some of the kids in these different programs finding an extra appreciation for, you know, practice and working through the grind, but we haven't really asked any coaches that same question. So how do you feel about that now, you know, showing up for whatever you guys got going on that day? I know you guys, you know, struggling to get things in right now, but when those do come back, do you think you found, you know, maybe a new appreciation for that daily practice, that daily grind, knowing that it can be taken, you know, like that?
See, I'm a wrestler. I mean, I've wrestled all my life, so it's in my blood. It's, you know, I try to, you know, model some of the things that wrestlers are supposed to be doing for my team, because it's like, you know, guys, you got to, you know, this is the way wrestlers do it. You got to, you know, walk like this. You got to talk like, you know, those kind of things. Yeah. And so, no, I'm thankful every day that we can practice, and it's, you can tell they are too. And that's one of the common things that I have heard, you know, just listening in, is a lot of coaches and athletes are thankful. It should be interesting to see what comes out, because, you know, you got kids that are, you know, in years past, I'd have kids that are trying to avoid practice, and now it's the complete opposite. And so it's got to benefit you somewhere down the road, you would hope.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach Stedman, we really appreciate you stopping by this evening. We really appreciate you coming out, you know, given the global pandemic and everything. So we definitely appreciate your time. Best of luck to you in Clearview this season.
Thanks, guys. Go Clippers.
You got it. Yeah.